Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the Soundcheck Podcast, made on Varick Street, a stone's throw from some of New York's hottest nightclubs, including the one where Chris Brown and Drake got in a fight.
You can go.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Sometimes you look at the career of a musician and you look at all the things that that person has done. Founded a couple of great bands, scored a big chart hit, collaborated with people like Danger Mouse and Sparkle Horse, and then you realize, wait a minute, that musician has never released a solo album. The musician I'm thinking of in particular is the Swedish-born, New York-based singer Nina Persson. Most of us first encountered her when she fronted The Cardigans and sang that infectious hit, Love Fool. Next, she formed a project called A-Camp, working with her husband, Nathan Larson. Now, Nina Persson is finally ready for her solo. Here to perform the title track from her new album, Animal Heart, here's Nina Persson and her band live on Soundcheck.
Done with this dance, baby, bail with me. My ocean, my heart, anchor you to me. You can blink like a star or sink like a stone in the sea. Come be my man, baby, bail with me.
That is Nina Persson, live on Soundcheck with Animal Heart, the title track from her new album, her first solo effort after so many years of performing with the Cardigans and A Camp and Citizens Band and all the other things, Nina, we've heard you do over the years. Great to have you back with us.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
Brian Cantor is behind our drum kit, Grant Zabritsky playing keyboards, David Dowda playing the electric guitar. On our website at soundcheck.org, we have the video for that song, for Animal Heart.
All right.
What a lot of fun that is.
You like it, yeah?
One long tracking shot.
Yeah.
Apparently, when you go out in the morning to buy a quart of milk,
That's right.
Like a big deal.
Yeah, and I had to go out and buy 7 quarts of milk before that video was done.
So where was that shot in? It was here in New York, right?
Yep.
In Harlem, maybe?
It's Harlem, yeah.
And so you see, I mean, it's like the lowest budget video. It's really funny. But you actually see like real New Yorkers who are clearly not part of the shoot just kind of standing around. Did you get a lot of funny looks?
Yeah, there were, because we did wind up having 7 takes that we had to choose between. And in some of the takes, you could see most passersby were super excited. And a lot of kids just hung out for a long time, daring each other to jump into the frame and so on. But there were, you see some passersby looking really annoyed. You know how you can feel in New York City sometimes, like this movie shoots all the time blocking your way.
Right, right.
So you could see those glances looking at me when I was like lip syncing and, you know, trying to look like I knew what I was doing.
Now, are they playing the song so that people at least know what it is you're doing, or are you just walking down the street miming to a song people can't hear?
To a song in my head. We did have some sort of a boombox on the camera person's shoulder. Mm-hmm. It wasn't super loud. It wasn't like the whole block was pumping from the song, but
right.
It was, the volume was low enough for it to be a little bit embarrassing for me.
And you had to do it 7 times.
Yeah. Oh, that was, we did way more. 7 was what we could at least look at.
Uh-huh. So it is one long tracking shot.
Yeah.
Nicely done. Folks, check it out. It is really worth 4 minutes of your time. The video for Animal Heart, it is the title track from Nina Persson's new record, solo record. How different is this from A Camp, for example, the band you and Nathan Larson have had over the years?
It's not. I don't think it's tremendously different at all.
Since he's all over this record.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I did it with Nathan. We had a new person involved this time, though, too. Eric Johnson from Fruit Bats, for example.
And formerly The Shins.
Exactly, yeah. So that, of course, brought in a new sort of identity a little bit. I feel like this could have been, I feel like there is some sort of a red line through anything that I've done, kind of. It's just, I mean, it's different because I work with different people, but I still feel like I cannot erase my identity.
Do you see this as a concept record? Because you keep coming back to themes of nature and environment and animals and people trying to make a home in all of that.
Yeah, I think it is. I think it is a concept record in as much as every record I've done has had some sort of central theme that I've stuck to a little bit. But I also talked about animals on many records, and maybe not so much homes and houses. That might be something that's new and central to this record. So a little bit, and I do feel like Animal Heart is something that does sum up this record a little bit. But it also sort of connects back to things I've done before and probably things I'll do in the future too.
Mm-hmm. Well, we began with just a little bit of a song called Clip Your Wings, which, you know, at first glance might seem like a romantic, you know, one lover to another. But you have a son now, and to me it sounded like a mother talking to a kid. You know, I can't keep you from going out there and doing what you're going to do, that sort of thing.
Oh, that's true. That's true. I actually didn't think of it like that, but it's true. I just, I like that. Next time I perform it, I'm going to think of it as talking to my son instead. Because my character is a little bit mean in the song, so that might work too as a mom being.
Well, you know, there is a little bit of mom style guilt. You know, I can't stop you from doing what you're going to do.
I know you're going to do it anyway. Yeah, so you might do it together with me. Yeah.
So, does having a toddler in the house change, just on a practical level, the way you can make music?
Yeah. That's the only way it changes. Is creatively, it's actually luckily the same, but practically and logistically, it's very different. You have to work when he's at school,
mm-hmm.
and that's in daylight, which is new to me. And yeah, absolutely. But it's, and it's, you know, it's been, I've had to get used to that, but it's also, in retrospect, it's been only good.
Mm.
It's only good things to come from getting a little more organized and structured, to be honest.
So you were a night owl before this?
Yeah, I thought that was the time, the only time I could write and be creative. Which maybe, I mean, I don't know. I haven't tried in a long time because I just can't do it. I need to get up in the mornings. But it's not, that was a misconception. I thought that I had to suffer a little bit when I was creative, which is not true.
Well, but you did suffer. I mean, you had a diagnosis of cervical cancer at one
mm-hmm.
point,
yeah.
which you not only beat, but then had your son Nils after
yeah,
that, which
yeah.
is pretty remarkable.
Yeah, so see, you don't need to bring on extra suffering
absolutely.
Than there already is. That's
yeah.
what I learned, I think.
So in the liner notes, when you thank the two N's in your alphabet, is mm-hmm. that Nathan and Nils?
That's Nathan and Nils, yeah.
That's nice. Mm-hmm. We're speaking with Nina Persson. Her album is called Animal Heart. It is her first solo album under her own name. And she's playing for us here today and playing on April 16th in Williamsburg at the club Babies All Right. What is the status of the Cardigans? I mean, you guys did like some festivals and stuff in 2012, is that?
Yeah, we did that, and that was a lot of fun, and we had more fun than we've had in a long time. So we also did a little tour in November last year.
Oh.
It was just like 2 weeks in Asia and in Russia. Really a lot of fun, too. So we're sort of, we're still dormant. We haven't made any new music, but we're enjoying playing a lot. And I can see that we'll keep doing that. And, it'd be fun to do more new music, too, because you can only do so much of greatest hits playing. So we're still sort of frustratingly just on ice. People really want yes or no if we exist or not. But we exist. We're just really slow.
Well, it took a while for you to do your first solo record. Was it a moment where you just said, all right, I'm ready for my close-up now?
Yeah, it's me. To begin with, it was quite a crass and logistical decision to go solo because I realized that it would be very different for me to work now that I have a kid. And so I figured out if I do it solo, at least I'll be more flexible and mobile. And I have a really hard time to, you know, stop people from doing things and to be a bummer and to, you know, to make people disappointed. So I figured if it's just me, then I just have to suffer my own consequences and so forth. That's how it started. But then I got really happily surprised also that I didn't feel at all bothered by the idea of being solo, which I had before because I'd sort of been hiding behind a camp. And, you know, I've always wanted to be in a band situation, even if it was almost solo. So, but now it's like, right, I can do this now.
And so you have. The album's called Animal Heart. It is out now. You want to play another song or two from it?
Yes, I do.
All right. Forgot to Tell You is the name of this next one.
Yeah. That's what we decided, I think.
Okay. Nodding heads all around. So apparently
good,
that
I
is
like
what you're doing next. Nina Persson is with us here in the Soundcheck studio. Again, Animal Heart is her solo record, which is out now. And she and the band are going to play a song called Forgot to Tell You live on Soundcheck.
Don't know what, don't know what, don't know what.
Nina Persson and the band live on Soundcheck. Forgot to Tell You is the name of the song from her solo album, Animal Heart, which is out now. Here's another one from that same record, Burning Bridges for Fuel, Nina Persson, live on Soundcheck.
One, two, one, two, three, four. As I ride my life, laying rail as I ride through these unenchanted wild woods. There'll be dogs and there'll be dust in my eyes, and thank you.
Once again, Nina Persson, live on Soundcheck. Her song, Burning Bridges for Fuel, appears on her new album, Animal Heart. And once again, Grant Zabritsky playing the keyboards, David Dowda on electric guitar, Brian Cantor behind our drum kit here in the Soundcheck studio. Nina and company will be playing on April 16th in Williamsburg at Baby's All Right. They're playing for us here in the Soundcheck studio today. The idea of burning stuff for fuel very much on New Yorkers' minds this winter.
I don't know.
you must have. You've lived here a long enough. You must know this about us by now. We want to be tough. We pretend to be tough. When it comes to weather, we are absolute babies.
Yeah, and I'm a Swede. I'm shocked. I'm trying to figure this out about my fellow New Yorkers. What's up with all?
What do we expect in winter in a northern city? We get snow and we're outraged.
I know, and everything closes. And well.
Now, back home, this would be, what, a mild winter, a normal winter?
No, it actually would be a severe winter as well, but people would just have to deal with it. You know? I think that's the difference.
It has been a pretty epic winter.
Yeah, it has, for sure, yeah. In my life too, yeah.
All right, but this month is also about the 50th anniversary of the Beatles coming to the States, and so we're asking our listeners and our guests, are you a Beatles person or a Stones person?
I am a Beatles person. If there's to be a choice, I'm a Beatles person.
Why?
It's just what I have listened the most to in my life, and I think I'm more. I mean, I just think their playfulness is really fun. Rolling Stones is sexier for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to say the Beatles, just because I've been more just mesmerized by their music. I love Rolling Stones, and I listen to it in little spurts. But if forced to choose, I'll say the Beatles.
Okay. Well, this week only, and for this moment only, you were forced to choose.
Yeah.
Nina Persson's album is called Animal Heart. It's out now. Great to see you again. Thanks
you
so
too.
Much for
Thank
bringing
you.
The band in.
Sure.
Last time I quit smoking. A flash of light. Then came a voice on my radio, sent me into the night. Last time I was broken, you know it hit me. Face down on the floor of the discotheque, I saw the poetry. It said, run, 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 put your purpose.
The Soundcheck podcast is supported by people just like you. Make a contribution or become a monthly sustainer. Just go to soundcheck.org and click on support. Thanks for listening. I'm John Schaefer.